We're now going to talk live to Tess Daly, who's at Crufts. Tess, very good afternoon to you. How are things at Crufts this afternoon?
Good afternoon. There are a lot of doggies in the area, as you would imagine, every shape and size. Just gorgeous, a lot of them. Just met a Great Dane. Alicia Dixon's here with me, and she's just been cuddling a Great Dane. It was taller than she was on his hind legs. I've been cuddling Chihuahuas.
Oh.
I've decided I want one to add to my family. I've already got a little Maltese Shih Tzu, Minnie, at home. She's part of the family. So, yeah, I love dogs, and it's great to be at Crufts. First time I've been here.
Well, I've seen in the papers today lots of dogs in onesies. You don't dress your dog in a onesie, do you?
No, I don't.
I'm glad to hear that.
Well, I quite like the idea. I'm terrible, I know. I wouldn't be allowed. My husband wouldn't let me. But she has got a beautiful red Diamante collar and matching lead.
I've got a German Shepherd. We can't afford a Diamante collar. I don't think he'd actually like it, to be honest.
It was a Christmas present. Santa brought it for her.
Now, what have you been doing today at Crufts?
Well, we are here today supporting the Be Lungworm Aware campaign, which is all about basically keeping your pet safe, because lungworm is a terrible disease. It's a parasite that's spread by slugs and snails in the garden, and your dog can kind of unknowingly pick it up on a toy outside and a water bowl. And if they swallow this parasite that comes on slugs and snails, then it can be fatal. And it caught all sorts of nasty things, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, coughing. And it takes a while for you to pick up the symptoms. You might just think your dog is off its food. You might think it's just a little bit under the weather. But this lungworm business is terrible. It's on the rise. And the best way to sort of prevent it is to take your dog for regular checkups to the vet. I take mine every 3 months. I've just heard you should take them on a monthly basis, so I'll be up in the visits and just speak to them about a lungworm protection plan, because it's a nasty disease and 1 in 20 dogs are now infected by it. Unbelievably, it's really gone up the last couple of years.
And just how important is it that people know about the symptoms and what it can do, because it does sound like a terrible disease.
Well, yeah, if you're a dog owner, obviously you want to look after your dog as best you can. We're a nation of dog lovers, and dogs are part of the family. They are at my house. And it's all about keeping your pet safe, really, and preventing is obviously better than cure, because once this thing gets a grip, it's really nasty and it's really hard to shift and get rid of. And like I said, it can be fatal. So the best thing you can do is just take your dog for regular checkups to the vet. Only affects dogs, doesn't affect cats, but it's very easy to pick it up. They're out in the garden, they're out on walks, they are where slugs, where snails will be. You know, they can eat the grass and they pick them up. It's very easy for them to accidentally swallow them. And it's on the rise and it's very dangerous, can be fatal. So just keep checking up your doggy, to keep taking him to the vets.
Now, you mentioned this is your first time at Crufts. I've never been, only seen it on TV. What exciting things have you seen so far today?
It's brilliant. I've seen a lot of Chihuahuas, as I mentioned, which is pretty exciting for me. Lots of doggies in clothes and little Diamante collars and the likes. There's all sorts of well-dressed dogs. There's Great Danes. I mean, there's every kind of dog you can imagine. There's a little pink catwalk in front of me, like a pink carpet, and where owners are walking their well-dressed doggies as I speak. And yeah, lots of lovely little dogs. Everywhere you look, it's fantastic, actually. I just saw a Great Dane, black and white Dane, reclining on a sofa and having a photo shoot. Very stylish doggy. Yeah, every shape, every size. All sorts of people here with their pets, and it's great because everywhere you go there are dogs. Even the hotel, the hotel is just full of dogs. Everyone was checking into the hotel earlier with their doggies in tow, so it's a real dog friendly zone, and it's great fun.
Have any dogs been trying to dance with you or anything? Obviously,
I've met a couple of dancing doggies. Funny you should say that. Their owners are bringing them up to me. What do you give him, a 10? Give him a 10. I met a doggy who could stand on his hind legs, to stand on two legs, and hold a rose between his teeth. So he held a rose out for me. I mean, gorgeous. They're so well behaved, these dogs. It's making me think I'm going to have to train my Minnie a little harder.
I was going
to
say,
she's not that well behaved. Yeah. No, she's not.
No,
I mean, she's
no
very sweet. She's very loving. Well, she loves to walk on hind legs, and she thinks she's human. She's no idea. She's a dog. We keep trying to turn, you know, you are a dog. You're a dog. But she thinks she's a human. She wants to be sat on the sofa with us. She sits on her hind legs. She sort of sits up with her arms in the air. I'm sort of doing it as I'm talking to you with my paws. I've got paws in the air. It's a bit ridiculous. I know you can't see me. But she thinks she's a human. Yes. But she's lovely.
Have you always wanted to go to Crufts then? You sound like a real dog lover.
Yeah, I loved it. And I really wanted to bring my children, because my kids love doggies so much. They're always begging us to get more dogs. We used to have a golden retriever. Now we've got a Maltese Shih Tzu. They're desperate to get another one. They want company for Minnie. And they begged me. I said, no, you can't. It's a school day. I'm sorry, girls. Yeah, I love dogs. I mean, they are part of the family, aren't they? They're just you know, they've been, we've always had dogs, so it's just part of our life. And I do think when you've got kids as well, I think they enrich your kids' life. It's sort of they're dog lovers themselves now, and I can't really imagine me without a dog at home.
How many are you hoping to sneak back with you then?
At least two chihuahuas, one under each arm. I've got plans. I've got room in my handbag.
Obviously, you're there about Bee Lungworm. Yes. Worm Aware. Where can people go for more information?
You can go to lungworm.co.uk, facebook.com/junglefor pets, or go to itsajungle.co.uk and you'll learn about a lungworm protection plan via your vets. It's very easy to prevent and it's hellish to cure. Prevention is definitely better than cure.
Excellent. Brilliant stuff, Tessa. Hopefully people listening will get involved and be more aware now. And hopefully for you, you find a couple of 2 hours you can sneak out and enjoy the rest of your time at Crufts. Great speaking to you.
Thanks very much. Lovely talking to you.